interviewing today with Heather Buckmaster from the Oklahoma Beef Council. And to start us out with, Heather, the Oklahoma Beef Council uses checkoff dollars for the purpose of digital marketing to a younger generation. What are kind of the updates that we have for that digital marketing strategies for the summer?
Well, the Oklahoma Beef Council this year is participating once again. We did it last year and we're doing it again with what we call a five-state campaign. And this campaign targets five states, California, Florida, New York, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. And if you look at this group, that represents 33% of the U.S. population, 104 million people. So it's a way for us, the state beef councils, or several state beef councils that come together and to help amplify the effects of the national campaign. One of the reasons that we do this in Oklahoma is because we recognize as a board of directors that we only represent about 1.2% of the U.S. population. And so we really want to be a part of helping to drive our checkoff dollars into those areas where they'll make the most difference.
Awesome. And in the past, you've had pretty good numbers in regards to the effect of that marketing. What are the most recent numbers you have available?
Well, if we look at this past year, just in visits to our website, we had 5.7 million page views, which means people were coming to our website, they were spending time on it, we were providing them the appropriate content that they were looking for. We had 1 million views of our recipes. And then the other thing that we've done that's been really unique for us is on YouTube, we have some great videos. And so last year, we had over 23 million views of our videos. And so if you just kind of look at that, and you look at the fact that we have over 900,000 fans on Facebook, we feel like this digital marketing approach to highlighting and targeting that millennial generation born between 1980 and 2000 is really where we need to be with your beef checkoff dollars.
With all that being said, what do you see as ahead with this program?
Well, for instance, this summer when we're looking at, we're kind of doing the same approach. We're going to be looking at paid search advertising, and paid search advertising really provides us a great way to engage with that consumer that's looking for information on beef. So whether or not they're in Florida and they're looking for, you know, it's hot, so we know that we can actually target it by weather and what kind of recipes pop up. And as we look forward into the future with this kind of campaign, I think we just get better and better. We find more ways to target that consumer. We have greater learnings. One of the great things about digital marketing is it allows you to be very nimble with your advertising. So, for instance, if an ad's not working and nobody's clicking on it, you can find that out really quickly in real time, and you can change it. And so that's one of the things that we love about digital marketing is that it provides us that opportunity to be very targeted and to be able to be very nimble with the advertising.
Looking at a research standpoint, the Oklahoma Beef Council is continuing to work with physician groups here in the state. What's kind of going on with that this summer?
Well, this summer we had two different events. One was with the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians. The other one was with the Oklahoma Osteopathic Association. And we always exhibit at these kinds of events and provide them information that they can use with their clients, providing that good information about beef. For instance, we really highlight the BOLD study, and the BOLD study, Beef and Optimal Lean Diet, was able to show that, you know, people that are on a cholesterol-lowering diet were able to eat beef, 4 to 5 ounces of lean beef every day, and still lower their cholesterol. So that's a good information to provide the consumers. But this year, we decided to take a different tack. And one of the issues that's really top of mind with some consumers is the concept of antibiotic usage in animal health. And so we were very fortunate to be able to bring in for both events Dr. Richard Raymond, who's a former Undersecretary of Food Safety from 2005 to 2008. So he'd have been the top food safety official. He's also a medical doctor. And one of the things that we find within the medical community, a doctor wants to hear from another doctor. And so he did a great job of really breaking down those myths of antibiotic usage in animal health. And for instance, he's able to show them, you know, like here, you know, he breaks it down and is able to show at the end of the day about 6% of the antibiotic usage in animal health, in livestock, I should say, is medically important in humans as well. But he's also able to talk about the steps within the agriculture industry that we're taking to improve our stewardship. And I think it also highlights the fact that doctors also have that responsibility to improving their stewardship. And then I think finally the most interesting thing that he points out is what kind of antibiotics they can use in companion animals that many of them that are medically important, but we cannot use them in food animals. And so being able to, you know, point out those distinctions, it doesn't alleviate our responsibility. We have a great responsibility in the animal livestock industry to work towards even more improved stewardship, but it really is a great way to kind of break down those myths. And so we're very fortunate that he was able to join us this summer.
The Oklahoma Beef Council has invested additional resources in several international beef promotions through the U.S. Meat Export Federation. What's the current standing of those exports?
Well, this year right now what we're seeing, you know, obviously the strong American dollar has caused some concerns, and it has kind of set us back a little bit on our exports. But right now they're holding, by volume, they're holding steady. By value, the value of the exports, they're down, but the volume is still there. And so one of the reasons the Oklahoma Beef Council invests in export market, first of all, we have a very precious dollar. It only has about 50% of the buying power it did in 1988. And so when we are able to invest through the U.S. Meat Export Federation, we're able to stretch that dollar, and our dollars are matched up to 3 and 4 times through government and industry resources. And the second is we're able to maximize the value of the carcass through our export markets, because many of the cuts of beef are not as popular here in the United States. Think beef liver, beef tongue would be two excellent examples. And we're able to export them and create greater value for the carcass. So this year, last year we supported promotions in Japan, and this year when I was talking with USMEF, I was like, you know, where do you need the most support right now? And they said, Japan, Japan, Japan. I said, it looks like we're going to be investing in promotions in Japan. Right now the Australians have a 10% head start on us with their trade agreements, and so we need to do everything we can to help kind of displace that, increase our market share, and move more product through the marketplace.
How do you see that progressing throughout the duration of the summer?
Well, for an example, we're going to be sponsoring multiple retail promotions. In one retail promotion, it'll be in 400 stores. We're going to be helping to support POS materials in the stores and then in-store sampling. In another, there's a Father's Day promotion we helped support this summer. We haven't seen the results yet, but they will be coming. That's for 2,000 outlets. It's kind of the same framework of newspaper insertions and sampling and in-store POS materials. And so the numbers coming off, we have such great staff in Japan that are working on behalf of U.S. beef producers, and so we're fortunate to have this partnership with USMEF through the Beef Checkoff.
Heather, what are some upcoming events for the Oklahoma Beef Council that we need to be aware of?
Well, I'm very excited now. So we have international cattle handling and stockmanship expert, Dr. Tom Nofsinger, and he's gone ahead a slate of speakers at the Merck Animal Health at Oklahoma State University Cooperative Extension Cattle Conference set for this summer. It's free and open to the public. It's going to be from 1 to 7 on July 16th at the Grady County Fairgrounds, and it's going to be just a really wonderful opportunity. It's the first time we've offered this course and this conference. The event is for anyone who is interested in increasing the efficiencies of their operations while cutting down the stress of both their cattle and themselves. So he's going to discuss, Dr. Nofsinger, I should say, will discuss low-stress cattle handling and stockmanship, as well as offer live cattle demonstrations. He's great. He specializes in independent feedlot and production animal consultation facility design. So he's going to be a great opportunity. But other topics covered will include beef quality assurance and optimizing cow-calf and stocker profits. So for more information, you can visit beefextension.com.